Hello, everybody. Welcome to my mind. Sometimes scary, sometimes not. Depends upon my mood. Depends upon my thoughts. Depends upon my feelings. So who am I? You really want to know? Are you sitting there waiting? Waiting to find out who this is? I suspicion is who I am. And you know it. You look forward to it. But there's something I gotta tell you. If you're under the age of 18, you're making a big mistake. You hear that noise? They're telling you not to listen to me. Because sometimes I talk about things that are not for you. As far as everybody else is concerned, you're more than welcome to join me today. Thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. It is Saturday, March... Oh, I don't even know what day it is. This is pretty bad. Today is March 4th, and it's 5:30. And this will be my fourth podcast. The way I look at it, two of those three really don't count. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, if any of you really know me, you know that I'm probably eventually going to talk about hypnosis. Well, guess what, guys? I'm going to talk about it today. Today, I'm going to answer questions the best that I can. Well, you guys didn't ask the questions, or you didn't ask me the questions, but I know some of your questions. Number one, what is hypnosis? Well, to me, and all these answers, by the way, are coming from me. I'm not going to read them off of something or anything like that. I'm just going to tell you what they mean to me. So hypnosis to me is a form of relaxation with a little bit of extra stuff kind of added to it when you want it. So, what happens when you're hypnotized? How are you hypnotized? What are some of the things that are done when you're hypnotized? Well, I'm not going to go into sexual stuff today. Sorry, Pete. I will eventually, though. So, please, keep on listening. So, the best way for me to explain parts of hypnosis to you to where you're on hand are basically a couple of things. The first thing being, when you were a child, were you ever read to, you know, somebody took a book and read to you? I almost guarantee somebody did. What do you think the reasonings were behind them wanting to read you a book? Was it so you got entertainment? Well, yeah, you got it. It was also to relax you. Most of the time, people would read to you bedtime or quiet time. And why was this? Because their words traveled through your mind. And you didn't even realize that your breathing had changed. And that you were totally focused on the words that were being read to you. And many times, if it happened at night, before bed, you often fell asleep listening to somebody reading you a book. Times that you would be read to would be at school, amazingly enough. Well, you know why? Did you ever notice that you were always read to at school right after everybody was all crazy? Okay, when you're in first grade, kindergarten, whatever, everything's always crazy all the time anyway, right? Well, that's why. Now, here's an example of what hypnosis is. In a way that you, any of you that have never been hypnotized, could understand. You ever watch TV? Duh. Okay, this is what now? What century? It doesn't matter. But, you ever watch TV? And you put on something, and next thing you know, the whole show went by, and you're like, whoa, did I just miss that whole thing? And then you kind of go back, and you're like, oh, yeah, 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 that's right, I got it. Or when you were, like, in junior high and high school, and your teacher was talking about the life of a fly, okay? That was really entertaining, wasn't it? So what'd you do? Your mind wandered. It went off to its own place. Sometimes you'd be thinking about, well, you're talking junior high, so you'd be thinking about either the ball game that's going to happen later on in the day, or you were thinking about the gossip that was going on, And then you started to kind of think about future. Like, what could happen? Those are all forms of hypnosis. Those are you're self-hypnotizing yourself. That didn't make sense. But you're self-hypnotizing. It's amazing. We all do it. Everybody does it. Okay, I do it a little bit more than most people, I think. I guess it's because I have that subject brain. I don't know. But anyway, that kind of is that. So, right now, I'm going to take a little break. And hopefully, the music that I'm going to set up is going to work for y'all. It's not going to be the greatest music, but hey, it's music, right? Alright, y'all hang out now. Mamas and the Papas, they're pretty good. They're from old school, and I figured that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do stuff from the late 60s and the early 70s, and if y'all got a problem with that, I'm sorry, but hey, you know, I kind of like the stuff, and I'd get in less trouble using the older stuff than I would the newer stuff, so I'm gonna stick with that. Okay, so we were talking about hypnosis. There's one question that's often asked to me, and it kind of drives me crazy, because, you know, people just got to use some common sense. But, okay, let me go into it. I get this. Oh my god, if I get hypnotized, am I going to cluck like a chicken? Listen, here's the deal. If you think that something is morally incorrect in this world, you're not going to do it when you're hypnotized. Because in your subconscious, in your conscious, both of them kind of gather together and decide, I'm not going to go murder somebody today. Oh, and this is for my buddy. I'm just not going to kill today. I'm not going to kill today. Okay, back to the subject. So if you find that going to the bathroom in front of somebody is something that you find morally incorrect, you're not going to do it when you're tranced. You're not going to do it when you're hypnotized. You're just not going to do it. But, now here's the thing I got to tell you. And this, you gotta listen really carefully, especially to those of you that are totally into stuff in your head, but are so afraid to tell anybody what you're really into. If you are, let's say you're a female, and you would love to know what anal feels like, but you're not going to tell anybody because, ew, it's disgusting. Well, hey, each to own anyway. But you've always heard how disgusting it is. Let's suppose you're hypnotized. Number one, it's something you've always wanted to do. And you've just been afraid to do anything. Well, the one beautiful thing about hypnosis is inhibitions are gone. You have no inhibitions. They're all gone. So what does that mean? That means that you will be able to do it without thinking about, ew, that's disgusting, oh my god. So, for those of you that secretly want to do something, hypnosis will help you get there. It's kind of cool. You know, thinking about it. Alright, now think about this. Think about, and now I'm going into the sexual things, and I really didn't want to, but these are just so perfect. I couldn't help it. Alright. You are having hot, wonderful sex with a man you love. Or a woman. Anyway. You're in the middle of this, and you start sweating. Well, duh, you're having sex. There's nothing wrong with sweating. But all of a sudden, your brain thinks, oh my god, I'm sweating, I'm sweating, oh my god, I'm sweating. Oh no, what's going to happen? Oh, I'm not going to be able to do this right. During hypnosis, all that crap is gone. You just enjoy the moment. Imagine that. Just totally enjoying the moment and not having a worry or a care in the world. That's beautiful. So now you're starting to understand why it seems to be such a wonderful fetish. See if I said that right. Anyway, y'all think about that. I'm going to try to play another song.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
can see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you'd better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you'd better take care. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Hey, another good song. All right. I don't know. To me, it was a good song. But to you guys, I don't know. Y'all let me know anyways. So we were talking about hypnosis. Let me tell you, one of my favorite trances are the ones that take me on trips. And, well, my favorite guy, he knows who he is, takes me on some of the most wonderful trips. Have you ever wanted to visit Italy? Well, if you got a good hypnotist who does a little bit of studying, he can take you there. Very simply. Words are powerful things. Did you ever notice how powerful words are? It's amazing. You could take a trip in the past. Go back to the times of King Arthur. You can go to the future, to the times of Battlestar Galactica and the whole thing. You could do anything. Isn't that awesome? To know that you could take a trip like that and have a grand old time still sitting in the same place you were sitting before somebody gave you the words you needed to take you there. Words are powerful. Words can make a person smile. Words can make a person cry. Words can make a person laugh their asses off. Words can make a person angry. Words can also make a person kill. And that's a shame. It really is. So what we do, and I know I didn't give you guys much information, but I will when I do some more research just to help you out. But just remember this. Your words that you speak every day, are more powerful than you have any idea. You know, it's everything's in your heart. And wherever your heart is, that's where your words are going to go, you know? You either share them well or you don't share them at all. Or you share them in the worst of a way. And I'm hoping anybody who listens to this today uses them to the best that they could possibly use them to. Build some good in the world. You know, we need some. Especially nowadays. You know, just, you pass a person on the street, normally you'll just pass them, you know. But hey, they could be looking down and, you know, like they're really kind of doing bad, you know. And you just kind of look at them and say, hey, how you doing today? Okay, yeah, right. Let's go back to reality, Susan. People are going to look at you like you're a nut. Okay, so I guess I'm going to have a message today. Give somebody else that you don't know a little piece of the happiness that you're feeling today. You never know. It's amazing. Words are powerful. Never forget that. So, should I end with the song? Well, let's hope this works. I'm going to do one more song. And for now... Oh, wait. I can't say goodbye, people. I have to do a couple things. I got to give a shout-out to somebody. Pizza Babe, I'm working on a script for you, babe. I definitely want to bring you down. Not down bad, down good. Thank you very much. I heard your podcast, and I heard you gave a shout-out to me, and you let everybody know I'm out here. I'm hoping this one works out, because it sounds like it's pretty good. you know. And I want to give a shout out to two women on 360. Unfortunately, at this very second, I don't know their names, but I will by the next podcast next week. They both have decided that they want to start podcasting. One woman is from Cairo. Awesome story she's got to tell, let me tell you. And the other woman, she really hasn't started yet, but she's getting all the stuff together, and she's kind of working on an old PC like me. So, when I get their links out, just make sure you kind of pop in and check them. Pizza Babe, don't forget, we got a date, honey. I got me some Skype. We could do this thing. I'd like to be able to do it to where we could both post it on our podcasts. It should be interesting. Love to do that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, remember, people, your words are powerful.
Like crippled
use them for the good. Always use them for the good. Take care. Bye.
A quiet shore. The homeless found a home on Susan's floor. Didn't feel so cold and tired, stretched out before her fire, rolling smokes and drinking up her wine. And I remember candlelight and singing till we could not sing no more. Falling warm asleep on Susan's floor. Well, now that my song is sweeter, I think I'd like to greet her, thank her for the favors that she gave. A stranger I came, my head bowed in the rain to her door. I sat and sang my songs on Susan's floor. In the morning I'd go on, buying kingdoms with my songs, knowing I'd be back in just a while, warming in the sunlight of her smile. Time and songs have passed. I catch myself just looking back, reliving all the wonder of those nights. That's where I'd be today if I'd only stayed one night more. Sang another song on Susan's floor. Like crippled ships that made it through a storm, finally reached a quiet shore. The homeless found a home on Susan's floor.